Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Kenkel Fritz, and if you missed today's show, this is cool. All the fun stuff that happened in the show in one podcast.
Oh, no. I just fired that one up.
What'd you do?
So, I love this. By the way, I wish this feature was available with texting. I don't know the latest feature of Outlook, if you guys knew about this. You can schedule an email.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey, that's handy.
So, like, the executive assistant that helps us out, I was typing an email last night. I didn't want to send it to her last night. It came to her at 5 o'clock this morning when she gets to work. She gets here real early.
Cool.
Wouldn't it be great if that was available for text messages or to have the ability to stop one that's about to go out?
Oh, yes. My word. They've implemented on Messenger, thank goodness, like Facebook Messenger, because I am the queen of typos. It's not me. I'm going to tell you right now, my phone decides, well, you probably didn't mean this word. You meant this one. And I'm like, why? Why would I say that? And most of the time, it either doesn't make sense or it comes off offensive. I'm like, that's not what I typed.
Yeah, that'll happen to me. And then you send the correct word. Just hopefully that whoever's reading it gets what you're saying, because it doesn't make any sense. It's preposterous.
Is it? Yeah, I just did this yesterday. Sent a note to my husband, and I was like, no, bring it back, bring it back.
And my way.
Knows my ways. He knows.
Yeah, my way of correcting is also not good, because like I offended somebody once. I was trying to say something with a question mark and I hit exclamation, which kind of sounds like you're yelling. And so I was trying to like buy something on Marketplace, and then I sent question mark, not exclamation point, but it sounded like I was going not, like, I don't want to buy this now, not. It was a joke, and she got all offended. I'm like, no, that's not what I was trying to say.
Leanne is with us. Tell us what's going on with you.
I think a lot of people just talk into their phone on Siri. I know when I do it, it's amazing what comes up on my screen.
Yes.
That is true.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a second, I didn't exactly say that.
I'm actually surprised I haven't ended up in HR over voice to text.
Well, there's that.
It just like translates to all kinds of weird stuff.
My boss had sent me a text once, and he asked me to set an appointment with the big tree. And I thought, what?
Set an appointment with the big tree.
And it was supposed to be Teresa.
Oh, Teresa.
Wow.
But it came up with the big tree.
That's funny.
So he was like, why were you out front underneath the oak tree at work? Well, you told me to.
I tried to text my husband yesterday very quickly. Also, I think one of the problems is if you're typing quickly, the phone will try to correct for you what it thinks you're trying to say.
It does, yes.
Which sometimes it corrects a proper word to something totally off, which happened to me yesterday. I was trying to text my husband that I got caught by someone at work. So I was trying to say, sorry, got caught by someone leaving now. And for whatever reason, what my phone sent was, sorry, got caught by demons leaving now.
Wow.
Yeah. Not quite what happened.
Now, maybe you've thought, gosh, it seems like the devil's got my number lately. Well, there could be a reason why. Misty, you found something.
I did. I saw this video, and it was a pastor talking about that, and he said, here is the thing we never think about. Everything he knows about us, we've handed it to him on a silver platter. We've spoken it out loud. We said we fear something. We're battling this temptation. We're insecure about this. He's watching how we're responding to situations. Because obviously God knows our thoughts. Satan doesn't. He can't hear anything that isn't spoken out loud. And I love this pastor was like, how do you keep the devil out of your business? Shut up.
Quit speaking those things. Well, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. In other words, you speak those things. And then in the New Living, it says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences.
Ooh, dear.
Ooh, whoops, good or bad, right?
Yeah. You're right. It goes the other way, because you can speak life.
Yes.
You can
speak hope.
And exactly.
Joy.
And just think of the power that your words have with those around you to build people up,
mm-hmm.
a love on people.
Or tear them down.
Exactly.
You've ever been in the presence of somebody who's just unhappy, it's very hard for you to be happy. We reflect each other.
Yep.
So.
But it's true. We're telling the enemy, hey, I'm afraid of this, or I don't like that, or this hurts, or that, you know.
Yeah.
We're pronouncing things that are bad.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time in college, my friend and I, we were talking about things that scare us. And for like 3 weeks, I had nightmares centered around all those things.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, well, this is great information. Thank you, Misty.
You want to chime in? We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
It's Kankel Fritz and friends. So if you have had an issue with, maybe you just feel like the devil's got your number lately. Misty found this post on Facebook, and I remember hearing this in seminary, by the way, that God, of course, is omniscient. He knows everything. He knows your thoughts. Of course, he can hear what you're saying as well. But the devil doesn't know your thoughts until you verbalize them.
Oops.
So the pastor was basically saying, so to prevent this from happening, shut up. Rick is on the phone with us from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Tell us what you do.
Okay, well, I just wanted to chime in about talking too much and giving the devil your number.
Yeah.
I find that if we pray to have God speak through us, it puts a bridle on our tongue and makes us think more before we speak.
Lord, speak through me today. Mm. That's good.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's just that reminder, too. And I love that you do that because we should be asking God to speak through us, work through us, bless what we're doing every time we go to do anything. I had somebody tell me, a Christian author was like, anytime I sit down to write, I ask God to bless that time. And I'm like, why don't I ever think to do that?
Yeah.
So I love that's something you've implemented.
Right. And I believe also that's how we engage the Holy Spirit to work through us.
Mm. And don't we want that?
Yes.
Amen.
That's good.
I love Psalm 19:14. May the words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight,
Lord. Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And I just wonder, how much would that cut down of griping and complaining? And even if you're not, you know, speaking bad about anybody, you could be speaking bad about yourself, too. Oh, I'm awful at this. Or God doesn't look at you like that.
Right. And certainly because we're human and we are fallible, we sometimes do that without even thinking about it.
Yep.
But if we strive to put Christ's thoughts as foremost in our mind, I like to think that's a guard against that.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of guard you want. A cattle guard, a mouse guard. Debbie's with us. What can we do for you?
Hi. I wanted to share a funny/embarrassing moment in church.
Okay.
My daughter and I were going to the service, and she wanted to bring a friend. So they were about 10 years old, and 10-year-old little girls wanted to dress up, use some of my jewelry. So they put on some rings, and we're in church. Midway through the service, my daughter's friend leaned over to me, and she said, I dropped one of your rings, and I can't find it. And they were singing some worship songs, and I thought, well, since everybody's standing, let's go ahead and get down here on our hands and knees and look for that ring. And we did, and we found it, and we stood up, and an elderly woman leaned over to me, and she goes, I want you to know that we are so impressed at your example for those young girls to get down on your knees in worship. And I just I didn't know what to say, or I was embarrassed.
To get down on your knees in worship.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I thought, oh my gosh, I'm a terrible person now. I told her, I said, well, I have to be honest with you. We're looking for a ring that she dropped, and she giggled, and she goes, well, don't tell anybody. It looked really good.
That is so funny. The rest of the church is like, look at that devout woman of God.
Wow. Oh, yes. Oh my goodness. She's such a great example. Anyway, thank you for all that you do.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Family Life Radio. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Makes you very devout.
That's right.
I am a good example.
There you go. You know, making friends as an adult isn't the easiest thing to do, is it? Mm-mm. So, this is cool. We had an opportunity to hang out with a really good book and talk with Amy Weatherly and Jess Johnston. They wrote the book Here For It, The Good, The Bad, and The Queso. It's a how-to guide for deepening your friendships and doing life together. You know, when you meet somebody, you feel like you have to impress them. You feel like you got to just, oh, wow, I want to be friends with Kankelfritz because he's so cool or funny or whatever. And this is what they said regarding that.
One of the things that has dramatically decreased my social anxiety is I do feel like you've got to entertain, you've got to be charming, you kind of have to like make people like you and be people pleasy and be have a funny story to share. You kind of have to delight, right? That's how I think a lot of us feel. And that's so much pressure. And that is what we're putting on ourselves. I know that for me, that was a lot of where my social anxiety came from. Because I have two interesting stories. I don't have that much to give, you know? I'm like, and so I kind of realized what a beautiful thing it is when instead of trying to delight others, when I take that pressure off myself and go, I'm going to be delighted by someone. I'm going to sit there in front of them and just genuinely, I hope that I can have this moment with them where I see like, what a powerful thing to realize this other person that God has created and God has loved and God formed and God has planned for. This person is right in front of me. And I have this moment as another person God has created to connect with them. How beautiful and how powerful is that? I don't have to impress them, but I do want to be impressed by them. I want them to walk away and feel more loved than they did before. And the best way to do that is kind of to like give them the space to shine.
You know, have you ever talked with someone like that? Where as you're talking to them, they are giving you their undivided attention. And that happened with me, with somebody who is incredibly famous, who doesn't need to do this. And I'm talking about Amy Grant. I'm having a conversation with Amy Grant, and she is literally, guys, like I'm the only person in the room.
Wow.
And I have heard that about her.
I have too.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty interesting, you, especially if you got somebody of that stature that could, well, you know, she's all that in a bag of chips, you know, but when you have an opportunity, I think it's fascinating. Really, I think that what impressed me is how she behaved. I think that's all people care about. They don't expect you to be funny all the time, or they just want a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to feel appreciated.
Yes.
It's really, I think it's intentional skill to think that you're the only person in the room that matters.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing if you can do that. Hey, make sure you check out the full interview. It's really good. It's on our podcast.
Family Life Radio.
That 30-day challenge where you listen to nothing but Family Life Radio for 30 days straight. See if it doesn't make a difference in your life. And for doing that, we're giving away 4 tickets to a Christian concert of your choice. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, this is Sabrina.
Sabrina, where are you calling from?
Waterford, Michigan.
Okay. And are you taking that 30-day challenge?
I am. We're actually listening to you guys every day. On the way to school, when I drop off my kids, they're singing along, and we love it.
That's cool. It's good knowing the kids are singing positive songs.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day they're worshiping Jesus.
Oh, how fun. Well, Sabrina, guess what?
No way.
You are a finalist for winning 4 concert tickets to a Christian concert of your choice.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Yeah, and we are going to pull that winner tomorrow morning right here on Family Life Radio. You know what time it is. It's time for... Hey, this daily feature happens every day because
people just like you call in about what God's doing in their life. We want to hear your story. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Ashley's with us. Tell us your good news.
My good news is that last weekend, we went down to Tennessee to our church, and my boyfriend got down on one knee, and he asked me to marry him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
So, we've only been dating and talking for like 2 months, and everyone's like, oh, you know, you guys are moving too fast. And we're like, you know what? We feel like this is what the Lord wants us to do. This is the next step that he asked us to do. So we're going to do that.
Well, okay, here's the question. Do you have a date yet?
June 17th.
Well, you still have plenty of time to figure things out until June. You know, yeah. So there's that.
We're kind of relying on the Lord and saying, okay, Lord, what's the next step you want us to take? He had given up on relationships, and I had just been going through it with relationships, and I said, okay, Lord, whatever. And I wrote on our church page, I said, are there any good Christian men out there anymore? I got ridiculed by so many people. Just wait, let the Lord guide, whatever. And then all of a sudden, I got this email from a guy, and he's like, oh, I feel led to introduce you to my friend.
Oh.
He introduced us on the 18th of December. I emailed him, and we've been talking nonstop since.
Fun! That is cool. Are there any good Christian guys out there?
We've literally been tied to each other since.
Now, I would recommend getting in some good premarital counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, through our church, we're going to do that.
Okay. That'll help filter out a lot of stuff. I wonder if we should provide that service every once in a while. I could just get on the radio and say, are there any good Christian men out there? So, making friends as an adult. We're talking about this, how it's not easy to do. Seems like it was easier when we were kids.
Yeah.
Especially the literaler you are, you know. Hey, you want to play with Hot Wheels? Or you want to play with Barbies?
You're just
or
so
whatever?
Accepting.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Hear it.
Yeah. Now, Marie, you have a different opinion. Talk to us about this.
I'm 49 years old, and I look at the whole making friendship thing. I don't think it's too hard to make friends, but I think when we're younger, you know, we are so desperately craving and seeking attention and just that connection that we grasp on to anybody that we tend to make a connection with. But then as we get older, we become more discerning about who we let into our circle.
That is true. We get discerning is a good word. I was thinking saying pickier.
Yeah, pickier.
Yeah.
You know, because we've learned, you know, through the years what personalities to watch out for. And so God's given us that little, you know, internal beware voice for a reason.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, whether it's God's voice or your own voice going, I don't know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I guess I never thought about it, though. Yeah, when I was younger, I wanted to collect friends because that made me feel well-liked. And,
sure.
But now I'm just like, we're not connecting.
You're done.
There's no... Well, there's, just as far as pursuing a close friendship at that point, it's kind of counterproductive for both of us.
Right.
Yep, especially if you pick on something negative that they might bring into your life. You know, I've learned that lesson several times.
That's an interesting thought. Mm-hmm. I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
I think they call it the school of hard knocks. You start learning what's going to drag you down and what's going to build you up, and it makes it easier to make selection.
And then there's those times where God says, I want you to befriend that person that you're not particularly fond of.
Yes.
And that's a whole nother route.
Right now. Yeah. Why, Lord? Why?
Well, thank you for calling.
You guys have a good morning. Thank you for blessing everybody with your talents.
Oh. Well, that was a nice little compliment.
It was.
Can we be friends?
Yeah. Free hugs every day from me.
Yay.
Love that. Thank you. Take it.
Can we give you a radio hug?
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
Hugs.
One, two, three.
Oh, I can feel the love coming through the speaker. Yay.
We are Kankel Fritz and Friends. I'm the Kankel Fritz guy. Misty's here.
Hello.
And Sally as well.
Good morning. Hey, I wonder if you have experienced an awkward social situation. That's what I'm calling what happened to me just the other day. sitting in the doctor's office, very small little waiting room, and one of the patients waiting their turn decided to get on her cell phone to discuss her late rent with the manager of apparently the apartment complex she lived in. Now, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, she's just going to say, hey, I'm going to get back to you. We'll talk about this. No, she had, guys, the full-blown conversation. How much she was late with, how long she had been late for.
Oh, wow.
How much grace could she get? I am just, as the moments are ticking by, I'm just squirming in my chair. I'm like, does she not, does... I wanted to come to her rescue, but I'm looking around going, she can see us all sitting here. I don't understand. It to say it was awkward is just, I was squirming.
Oh my word.
You know, I saw a study once.
Yeah.
That said the reason why overhearing somebody's cell phone conversation is so distracting is because you're hearing half of it.
Oh.
So your brain is automatically trying to figure out the other side.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah. But the other thing, Sally, is, wow, that's a pretty personal subject.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go put my arm around her and say, honey, we can pray for you, but we can't solve your late rent problem.
There's a whole audience here.
My husband's mother passed away this past summer. She was in hospice. They were there the final days. And as she's like passing away and they're there to be with her, a family member got on the phone, on speakerphone at that, in this tiny little hospital room to pay an overdue utility bill.
Oh.
So everybody heard how much the bill was, what the payment was. And then it's like, please say or enter your card number. And he just starts yelling it out in the hospital room. Like, what on earth?
Is it nerves?
I like, don't know.
Was that person nervous? Was my person I was listening? Was she nervous about seeing the doctor?
Just
lost all sense?
You wonder, is it the filter went away or the understanding of where you are is gone?
Yeah.
Has this ever happened?
She was young.
Yeah.
Like, but.
But I heard it
young.
All ages. It doesn't matter how old you are. If this has ever happened to you, 888-888-9976, you can text us at 58326. And then what do you do? I don't know. It's fairly awkward. I guess you don't know what to do. When they get off the phone, you heard everything.
Yeah. No, I actually was called back before I even heard the end of the conversation.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Otherwise, I think I would have gone and put my arm around her and I don't know. I just offer her some...
Bless your heart.
Give her a check?
Yes, some bless your heart.
Maybe you've been there, a mishap when you call into a business and they're supposed to connect you to the right person and things like that. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. So it's that time of year, maybe you've noticed, when either you've got new insurance or since it's the beginning of the year, they want prior authorizations for everything.
Yep.
So my son has been going to the orthodontist. He's got the, when I was a kid, we weren't very nice, called them train tracks and stuff like that. He's got braces right now. Exactly. And so they were calling, they wanted my new dental insurance information. And so I actually called in because they left a voicemail and I call in. The lady answers the phone, puts me on hold.
Mm-hmm.
And after about 30 seconds, I start to hear this on the other end of the line. I used to start hearing noises and I'm like, I think somebody picked up. And the person I was supposed to talk to is Lori. And I'm like, Lori? No, this is Anne. Oh, hi, Anne. I'm on hold waiting to talk to Lori. And she goes, I'm calling in to talk to somebody too.
What?
Somehow, they conferenced two people calling in.
Oh, two patients.
Yes. And so here I am with Anne. And I'm like, oh,
friend.
Well, hi, Anne. This is weird. Well, how are you today? I just start talking to Anne, and we have a little conversation, and yeah, she's got a daughter who's getting braces and this and that.
We
start talking about, okay, how's it going for you and this and that. Are they brushing well? Because they're supposed to brush well. Otherwise, when they take them off, there's a spot there. And, wow. Has this ever happened to you?
I can't say that.
I've never been connected with another patient, but that is funny.
When I used to live in Michigan, we used to do stuff like this on the radio. Like, there are these two Dutch restaurants, and we would call one, quickly put them on hold.
Oh, my goodness.
Call the other one across town, pull it off hold, and next thing you know, it's like, Russ is north side, Russ is south side. Why are you calling me? I didn't call you. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. You called me.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, what's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Who is this? And tell us your story.
Yes, good morning. My name is Ash Davis. I'm an electrician in Topeka, Kansas. And I wanted to let you know that we had a pretty cool thing happen. It all happened in the same day. We went to a customer house who had a power loss in their house. It was an elderly lady. She could not afford to get it fixed correctly. So since I'm the owner, I went ahead and just fixed it correctly. She was just incredibly thankful. And the words of a handshake from a lady who cannot afford services or cannot afford to get something done, just it warms your heart that he gave you the right skills to do the job. And, you know, we didn't expect anything from it in return, but just to see the smile on her face and the power back in her home, I just challenge other business owners to do the same, just to give back what the Lord has given to us as believers.
Mm. You know, that is so beautiful. My husband happens to be a contractor as well, and oftentimes comes across a situation like you're describing, and just the joy to know that he can make a difference for somebody in need. That's just God at work in and through us.
Exactly. You know, the Lord says we're to protect the widows and the orphans and the children and the people that don't have a voice. And so when we're able to give back what he has freely given to us, and it just speaks volumes. And so there's just not words, and there's no way that that lady could have thanked us enough or paid us or made us cookies to show what the value of that service was. But just to have that available and to be able to walk away and say, I did what I was supposed to today, and it was a great thing.
Wow, that is awesome. Hey, we'd love to hear your story. What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Maybe you've been there, you call into a business and they kind of goof up your phone call or maybe hang up on you. This happened to me is calling orthodontist for my son, and they accidentally conference me with another caller calling in. And it was the most awkward situation. Now, Elsa is with us, and you had a phone mishap?
So I work at a dental office, and we have two offices within probably 20 miles of each other. And I happened to be at the front desk, and the phone rang, and I noticed that it was our other office calling. And so I thought it was, our front desk lady that we kind of have a joking relationship. And so I answered the phone, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? And it turned out to be our HR lady, and she didn't think it was overly funny.
Oh, no!
She's like, well, it's green. I was like, oopsies.
Oh, come on. Have some fun.
I know, right?
That's when you recover with, you have such a pretty face, you should be on a Christmas card.
Sometimes you just have to have fun at work, you know?
Yes, you were having fun.
Sure.
Right.
We specialize in getting in trouble.
That's exactly
right. You got to.
You know, my mom says that for a living, what I do for a living is what I used to get in trouble for in high school. So there's that.
And now you get paid for it.
I know.
So it's even better.
Hey, hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, you can head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.